Between the Lines with Nick Karski on ESPN Ithaca.
I am so thrilled for the new number one women's hockey team in the country. That is the Big Red. I love it. This song just gets me so pumped up. And having Finley Frechette inside the ESPN Ithaca studios, a member of the number one Cornell women's hockey team, she joins us here on BTL. Is it hard for you to not think about the fact that you're now the best team in the country? I know so many coaches and athletes always try to have those blinders on, but once you reach the pinnacle this late in the season, it's got to be really special.
Yeah, I mean, we found out a bit earlier today, and, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's just a number. And it is, but I think at the same time, we're allowing ourselves to be excited, and we worked so hard to get here. Obviously, it's not over, but just continue to push. I think that being number one is going to be a big motivator that we want to stay there. We want to stay at the top. And also a reminder that we can play with anyone and we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay. We're ready to go. And we're ready for whatever else comes our way this season.
What was it like? Was it a group text? Was it a bunch of you just kind of, you know, in a meeting, hanging out? When did you discover? How did you discover it? And what was the excitement level like?
Yeah, so I was in class with two of my teammates and I had just parted ways with them. They were going to lunch. I was going back to the rink, whatever. And somebody wrote in our group me with a screenshot of how we were now number one. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I was kind of like, wait, that is so cool. Like this, I don't know. It's just playing women's hockey is like, that's amazing. And so I had an adrenaline rush, and I was all by myself. I just left my teammates, so I was like, the only place I can think of going right now is the rink, and I hope there's some of my teammates in the locker room. So I like ran in, and there were, and I was like, oh my gosh, guys, and we like screamed for a second, and then we're like, all right, and I got that out of the way, and then I left the locker room, and everything was good. But I really needed to get that out of there and just get excited with my friends for a bit.
Finley Frechette, junior for the Cornell women's hockey team, joining us here in studio here on BTL on ESPN Ithaca, the Big Red, number one in the country. You get a nice 4-1 win on Friday against Harvard, a 3-0 win against Dartmouth on Saturday. You clinched the Ivy title yet again. You got to celebrate that. So when you look back at the last, you know, couple of days and even the last couple of hours, you get to celebrate an Ivy title. You stay unbeaten within the ECAC. Now you're number one in the country. I feel like it's probably got to be a little bit of a whirlwind in some sense of what's been going on for you and your teammates.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot. Winning the Ivy title is always super exciting because it's more of a pride thing than anything in women's hockey, because you don't get a bid, you don't really get anything, but you get the pride of being the best in the Ivy League. And it's always special playing against those teams in ECAC that are also Ivy League schools, because you're like, there's a little something extra on the line there. So the fact that we won that and we took it back from Princeton, who won it last year, and we were bitter about that, was really exciting. So there's been a lot, but I think that our team has had a lot of success this year, and we take that and we're really happy, but we don't dwell on it. We don't think about it too much. You know, we get into the rink and we do the same routine, we do same practice, and we keep pushing ourselves to be better, and we're not satisfied. We might be number one right now, but that doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement in all aspects. So we're going to continue to do that this week, going into this weekend, and for the rest of the season.
I want to focus on this past weekend with that weekend sweep up in the New England area. Was there something in particular that was picture perfect, let's say, like one aspect of the game that you thought to yourself, oh, wow, we did this, 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 and this, right? We executed everything perfectly. We checked all the boxes in this one facet of the game.
Thinking back, I don't think that either of our two games were perfect.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, because we still won, but that's just how our team is. You know, we won, but there's always something that we're thinking about that we could have done better, or that we need to do next time, or that we need to work on. So I don't know if something was actually perfect, but against Harvard, two of my teammates, Jamie Bourbonnais and Maddie Mills, both got 100 points. Yep. So I think the great thing about that was they got 100 points, and it wasn't just, I don't know, like a second assist. Both of them had beautiful goals for their 100th point. Jamie had a one-timer top shelf from almost an impossible angle, and Maddie had this wraparound move that had so much patience. And it was just, that was so exciting because our entire team was really excited for them to get to that milestone, and it was sort of like a team accomplishment, even though it was two individual numbers.
And that's the thing that I feel like I've learned and really appreciated about your team this year and even in seasons past, whether it's talking to you, whether it's talking to your sister, whether it's talking to somebody else, it seems like everybody has each other's backs and everyone is so supportive of whoever accomplishes what out there.
Yeah.
And that's so cool to me.
Yeah, I mean, just being in the locker room, just it, what's really cool about the team is just everybody is so happy to be there, to be practicing, to be at team meeting, to be going on the road, whatever it is. Everyone's just so happy to be connected with the team. And there's just a different bond. I mean, talking about it right here, I sort of have the chills because we just have so much fun. Whatever it is, we always make it a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we have so much success so far this season, is because at times we can keep it light, even when, you know, we had classes all day and have late practice, or, you know, we're not having our best practice, passes aren't on, you know, reeling it back in and being able to just say, you know, guys, we're all here with our best friends, having fun, playing hockey. This is the best thing in the world. What more could you get? So we're really good at reminding each other of that and just, I don't know, being his family in that aspect.
Yeah, Finley Frechette joining us here on BTL, junior for the Cornell women's hockey team, newly minted number one team in the country this week in the USEHO.com national poll. Somebody who has been so good is Lindsey Browning. And
yes,
she saw limited minutes last year, and obviously Marlon Boissonneau was just a super player between the pipes. And I feel like for me and maybe some fans and other media members who follow the team, there was a little bit of uncertainty of what to expect with her because Cornell has had a history of really, really, really good goaltending.
Right.
The accolades keep coming in for her. She has been outstanding.
Yes.
Between the pipes. What makes her so good?
I think it's just her. You know, she is on our team. She's the starting goalie, and she's also an ROTC, which most people don't know about.
Really?
Her. She's an ROTC. She literally can do it all. And the thing that I think makes her so good is her ability to just be okay with everything else not being okay. Chaos can be around her. She could have lost one of her pieces of equipment, and I would still put my life on the line for her and know that,
wow,
she will do what it takes and she will perform because that's just who she is and that's her personality. And I mean, I don't know really anyone else like that in my whole life. Never met anyone like Lindsey, but she is amazing. She's the sweetest girl. She's amazing at hockey, and she really can do it all.
That's so cool. I know it's still obviously early on in the rankings. There's still some season left to be played, ECACs and the national tournament and everything like that. But do you feel pressure at all, knowing what you guys have accomplished up to this point?
I don't really think I feel pressure at all. I don't think the team really does.
Yeah.
I think that we're just, it's more of a feeling of excitement of what's to come and, you know, how far can we push ourselves? How close can we get? Can we get there? You know, all those questions. So I don't think, you know, I said about the rankings, we celebrated, we had that fun, but then we're going to get right back to work. So I don't really think it's much pressure. It's more excitement of let's do this thing and being ready to go for that moment when the puck drops, when we need to be there.
The crazy thing to me, though, it's the thought of players past who have gone on to such huge things in their careers. We're talking about the Jillian Saulniers, the Rebecca Johnstons, mm-hmm, Alyssa Gallardis, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
None of them have been in a position that you have been in, being number one in the country,
right,
whether it's during the season or at season's end. And to me, that's got to be cool to be able to do something that no team has done in a very, very long time, in almost a decade.
Yeah, I mean, all those names you just mentioned, those girls are legends, and
they laid the groundwork.
They really did. It's crazy to me that we're in a position that they weren't, because they are just all of our idols and we look up to them. You know, We reference them a lot. People are wearing their numbers and they're like, I got a lot to live up to. And you know, that's what we're trying to do this year, is to reach that. And we got texts after we won the Ivy League. People, all of them are reaching back out. And I was like, this is amazing. I mean, these people are almost celebrities. And you know, like being a female hockey player, those are the girls you grew up watching and seeing play and idolizing. And now we're in those roles, and it's crazy. I feel like, oh yeah, I'm a junior in college, but you know, I could be leading that coming to Lina. You know, that's what I hope I'm doing that for them, because that's what, you know, Breanne Jenner, all of those girls did, that we wanted to be in that position. Yeah. So it's really amazing that we are now, and they're looking down and being like, congrats, keep it going, you know, supporting us all the way through.
So cool. The Big Red, back at it Friday and Saturday. They go back up to the New England area, Providence, to take on Brown on Friday, and then Yale on Saturday. But Friday and Saturday, the 21st and the 22nd, you better find yourselves sitting inside Lina Rink, because it's a 6 o'clock puck drop against RPI, and then on Saturday it's Union at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to wrap up the regular season. ECACs go from there. I've said it for a handful of years now. It's the best show on ice inside Lina Rink, and now they're number one in the country. You do not want to miss it. Finley, thanks so much for stopping
by. Thank you very much for having me.
BTL back after this.